You're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. My name is Maya Patterson. Thanks for joining us on today's Public Affairs Show. Today, I'll be sharing perspectives from students at Glenwood Springs High School and how the election and recent inauguration of President Trump is affecting the school culture and some of the students' concerns as well as hopes for the Trump presidency. The inspiration for the show really came to me before the election even happened. During the fall leading up to the election, students were very divided at my school. Trump supporters were very loud and vocal about their opinions, which prompted more of the Democratic students to start wearing t-shirts and standing up for their beliefs more inside the classroom. Our government teachers hosted a screening of one of the debates where students could have a place to watch Clinton and Trump's discussion points, and we were encouraged to ask questions and just process what we were watching. However, during the screening, a large group of Trump supporters came into the debate kind of towards the middle of it. The students were very loud and vocal and started chanting, "Send her to prison," in reference to Hillary Clinton. This really set the mood for the rest of the evening, and a number of students went home early, especially after one of the students pulled out a Confederate flag and was waving it around. 1 month later, after they declared Trump as president, my friend called me crying because her parents were not in the U.S. legally. I knew a lot of students that were scared, but I also wondered what the other half at our high school was feeling. Flash forward to January after the Women's March, there was a major backlash from some of the students on social media. After a large group of students from the high school went to the Women's March in Denver, I knew that the division at the school wasn't going to go away, so I decided to interview students and ask them the same question. How will Trump's being in office affect you? These are some of the answers I got in response.
My name is Eliza. I'm a senior at Glenwood Springs High School. And I think as a woman, as a liberal, as a feminist, as a person who comes from people of color, this inauguration has me really nervous about what will be coming for our nation in the next 4 years. I think it's positive to be optimistic, but I also think we have to be really skeptical and ask a lot of questions about what someone like Donald Trump is going to bring to our country. You know, in 4 days, he's made some pretty big steps towards canceling out a lot of what I believe to be positive progress from the Obama administration. And I don't see a lot of people actively asking questions on either side. His nominations for his cabinet and his policy on the EPA and the pipelines and women's health care have just been really startling and make me feel like we're taking steps back.
So I'm Avery Justice. I go to Glenwood Springs High School. I'm a junior at the high school. And the inauguration isn't really going to affect me directly. I think that it's going to be a good move for the country. I think Trump's a good elect. And, you know, even though we've got people that don't really agree with it, they just need to get over the fact that Trump's a president and he's going to do what he's going to do and that he's going to make good choices for this country.
My name is Ashley Weir. I go to Glenwood Springs High School. And since Trump's inauguration, I've actually been pretty torn on how I feel. He's quite obviously not my favorite person, and he wasn't necessarily who I was rooting for in terms of the election. But I know that a lot of people are upset, and they say a lot of profane things about Trump and his presidency and what's to come. But I think it's really important to like stay positive in times like of change like this. Because if we wish bad things on our president, we wish bad things on the country. And despite some of the things that he has said and some of the things that he has done in the past, I think it's really important for a president to have support from his people. But I'm not saying, I think you should accept the election, but maybe not accept some of the words of our president, because they were rude and they were dehumanizing, and no one should stand for that. So I, for example, like I'm full supporter of the Women's March and like those rights that they are fighting for, because no woman should like have to live without having a choice and a say and a voice. But I do not agree with statements saying that he's not our president, because he is. And by refusing to accept that, I think that creates more conflict than anything.
I'm Ethan, and I'm from Glenwood Springs High School. Something that I would probably be concerned about with this election is not only the things that he's doing, but the climate of negativity that is created by this election and the climate of negativity throughout the country, through everyone.
My name's Unacy, I'm in 12th grade, and I am in Glenwood Springs High School. And so the question was, how is the new president going to affect me in general? It's not really going to affect me. It's going to affect more of my mom and my dad, because they're not really from here. But like, all they work for and all they've done, like, from like the beginning of their life, it's going to go like away, you know what I'm saying? Because what the president's trying to like do is not like a good thing, I guess, because they're not doing anything bad. They're just like trying to get their kids, like, you know, to be successful, because they didn't have the chance to be successful, so they're trying to make me and my sisters be successful. So I guess that's how it's going to affect them the most, because it's and it's going to affect me and my sisters as well, I guess, because like we're not going to get to see like my mom to see what she wanted to see, I guess, in a way. So yeah.
My name is Finley, and I'm a junior at Glenwood Springs High School, and I think that people aren't being respectful enough of others at the moment, and that regardless of your beliefs or opinion, you need to be more tolerant of others and everyone, and try and accept that your opinion isn't the only valid one, and to respect everyone's freedom of speech.
My name's Jake, and I'm a senior at Glen Springs High School. And I wanted Trump to win because fiscally I'm a very conservative person, and I like to keep my money. And I think that now that Trump's president, I think we're going to see our country become economically strong.
My name is Gabe Hale. I am a freshman. And President Trump has recently been inaugurated, and that is a very big moment in history. It's a turning point because this is the first time that we've elected a president who doesn't think climate change is real. Not only that, but the main driver of climate change and Amazon deforestation and water pollution and ocean dead zones and land pollution and air pollution, I bet no one in this school, except maybe a handful of people, can tell me what it is. Do you know what it is? The meat and dairy industry. They produce cows, as well as other factory farm animals, produce half of the carbon emissions that half of the greenhouse gas emissions that humans produce. And that's a really big problem, because even if we, to put that in perspective, transportation accounts for 16%, as opposed to half. And Donald Trump doesn't think it's a problem. He doesn't even think, if he can't acknowledge carbon dioxide as a problem, then how would he acknowledge methane? So, it's pretty worrying, because I don't know if we're going to have time to save the planet, because it might be dead in the next 4 years. So yeah, that's pretty much how it's affected me.
I'm Garrett, I'm from Glenwood Springs High School. I'd say just the biggest thing is I feel like there's a lot of uncertainty right now. I just don't really know what's to come in the next couple of years. Just everything he's campaigned on, it's going to be interesting to see if that really plays out. Because right now it's like he has been really true to his promises. So I'm just kind of uncertain as to what's going to happen.
And tell me about your Women's March shirt. So.
Well, I actually went to the Women's March down in Denver. It was just a really cool experience. And I think, I don't know, it was cool to just like stand up for what I kind of believe in and what I know is right. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Hi, my name is Gracie. I go to Glenwood Springs High School. And my thoughts on the inauguration are a little wary about it, but hoping for potential in our new president and hoping that he at least gives it his all and just positive thoughts, like so many negative things are going on. All we can think is positive from now on is what I think needs to happen. So.
My name is Jesus. I am from Glenwood Springs High School. I am a senior, and my thoughts about the inauguration is that I found it pretty surprising how many people started protesting against Trump when he was becoming president and how people couldn't do that before he was even elected or even was the like primary representative for the Republican Party. And some of my concerns are the illegal immigration that's going to be happening and how it's going to affect a lot of illegal immigrants around the country and how he's going to separate illegal families from their kids. And I find that to be pretty surprising because it's scary for some kids that are little and don't know what's happening because they're just kids and they just want to have fun.
I'm Kristen. I'm a junior at Glenwood Springs High School, and I would have liked Hillary Clinton to win the election, but there's nothing we can do to change it now. Donald Trump is officially the president of the United States for the next 4 years, and I think we should accept it and support him in whatever way we can.
My name's Leslie. I go to Glenwood Springs High School, and I didn't watch the inauguration, but I mean, from what I know and from what I've heard, I don't have a very positive opinion on Trump, but that's it.
Okay, I'm Lauren from Glenwood Springs High School, and I'm interested to see how his Twitter behavior is going to influence politics in the White House and in other places as more politicians get on Twitter and Donald Trump uses his power to his advantage.
Hi, my name is Lindsay, and the inauguration and just these few weeks that Trump has been in office have made me very scared of us kind of becoming isolated from the world and only creating enemies instead of allies, or creating allies that have ulterior motives, or just views that go against what our Constitution says. So I'm very scared of what Trump is going to do and the allies he's going to pick and why he does the things he does. Is it for the better of the country or is it for the better of his business?
My name is Omar. I go to Glenwood Springs High School. And how Donald Trump's inauguration has affected me. Well, I actually saw it and I was really, as I was watching it, I just had this like intense feeling of dread come over me. Just being uncertain about what's actually going to happen in the next 4, maybe 8 years, and mostly about what people would do in his name kind of scared me. Yeah.
I like what's going on with Trump and his candidacy, and I like his cabinet picks and how they are like straightforward on the issues and don't believe a lot of stuff that like the other people have just tried making important, and I'm looking forward to like him building a wall and the immigration bill passing, or his executive order being enacted out.
I'm Mae Housen from Glenwood Springs High School, and I've just seen a lot of kind of arguments and conflict arise because of the election, and I guess I'm just anxious to see what happens when Trump starts doing things in office.
I'm Noah from Glenwood Springs High School, and I'm a junior. The thing about Trump being inaugurated is, tragically, it doesn't affect me very much at all. I am a white male. I have a very privileged position in society. And as we can see by the executive orders he's already starting to pass through, he seems to really be going after reproductive rights for women and specifically the rights of Mexican immigrants, which is really troubling for me, but it really won't affect me. I'm a white male
I'm fairly affluent in society, middle class. He'll cut my taxes, I'm guessing. So I don't think it'll really affect me, but I think it'll be detrimental to society as a whole.
Okay, my name is Samantha. I'm a junior at Glenwood Springs High School. And how Trump's inauguration will affect me is, as someone who has DACA, he could easily take away my privileges and my rights and for something that I worked so hard for in a short matter of time.
My name is Sarah Blevins, and I'm a senior at Glenwood Springs High School. And this last year was my first year that I was able to vote, and I voted for Hillary. And so I was pretty disappointed when the election results came out, and I was honestly pretty surprised. And honestly, I'm just afraid for minorities in the country and the backlash that's been affecting them ever since Trump became the president-elect and now that he has been inaugurated. And I just hope that it won't go downhill any further, though I'm afraid that it will. And I hope that the American people can rally around our minorities who need support during this time.
I'm Seth from the Glenwood Springs High School. Feel like the inauguration, I don't really think it's affected me at all, but definitely seen a lot of division across the nation. So, you know, personally, you know, we're kind of in a bubble here in the valley, so I don't really feel personally very affected by it, but I definitely see a lot of people out there hitting the streets and stuff in protest or, you know, with Donald Trump. So I don't know. Seems pretty crazy times right now.
My name's Sophia, and Trump being president now, it will not affect me, but it mostly will affect my family and friends. That's what I'm mostly worried about.
My name is Lance, and I am a conservative male.
Just like
so the inauguration of Donald Trump is definitely an experience, because I think everybody in high school has this idea that they need to identify with either as Democrat or Republican, while still all of us are still kind of learning what we believe in. So I think that as we go through high school, people are trying to be more and more grown up, while we're still young and dumb and stupid. So not that all people or all high schoolers are in this idea that they need to be Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, but even still, I think that it's more beneficial to see that other people are trying to lean you to their side and trying to recognize that there is a bias in people, in everyday culture, and there's nothing wrong with that, but being able to see that and people and recognize it and make your decisions based on that and what you believe in, I think that's a major part of how one should develop their political views. And so in the inauguration, I think that I look forward to seeing business thrive, seeing that Donald Trump is a businessman, and hopefully that he will help the economy blossom, that other countries won't take Donald Trump seriously, so that could hurt us with travel and things such as that, especially with the U.S.-Mexican border, that travel and visas to get to Mexico might be limited because of all the deportation, and not even so much as Mexico not being friendly, but just the logistical side of things, that so much will be happening with deportation if that goes through, that visas and things like that and passports could be slowed, so that could be something that we see in the future. And that's just a thought of mine off the top of my head, not anything backed up by fact. So, but that's kind of what I feel.
After I had finished the interviews, I was actually surprised that a lot of Republican students didn't want to say anything. Maybe they were scared to go on the mic, but for some of the students who were willing to be very upfront about their beliefs, I was shocked that they weren't willing to say some of the things that they were posting on social media on the radio. For example, One student posted on Facebook that he was thankful that Trump was now in office because the dirty beans would stop stealing his stickers. Because at the high school, we had a problem where Trump stickers were being ripped off of cars in the parking lot. I was hoping to also interview more teachers, but they really couldn't say anything political or biased. I get that, but it also makes it way more challenging to get more opinions on this issue, especially from a teacher's perspective of what's happening inside the classroom. Doing this show has taught me a lot, including that students will talk the talk, but when it comes to truly sharing the ideas to the world, some won't take the opportunity to stand up for what they believe in, Democrat or Republican. I learned that both Democrats and Republicans at our high school really just want peace, and it takes a lot of work for students to fit a certain criteria or image that is connected to a candidate. And I think that a lot of students right now are just tired of all this arguing and are ready for things to go back to normal. But with so many students affected by Trump's ruling and executive orders, I'm not sure if we're going to find that peace anytime soon. This has been Maya Patterson with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you to all the students who let me interview them. You are making a difference by letting your voices be heard.